was a simple idea, and they started out very small in a couple sites around the country, and just thought, you know what, there's a need out there, and who goes to every house to drop off mail and pick up mail every day? Well, we do, and this just is an easy way to connect people who need help to the people who can help.
So this grew out of a few areas?
It just started small, like in Florida, and then it just kind of snowballed, and then it just got instituted nationwide, and everybody is just fired up about it every year.
Is there a federal mandate with this, or do you guys just
No, this is just all voluntary. Okay. I mean, we have a lot of people who do this work on the clock, but we have a lot of, most people are volunteers. They come in on their day off, or they take vacation, or we have families come in and help, and it's just a giant labor of love.
It's this Saturday, May 10th.
Yes.
What are you asking folks to do?
Well, all you have to do is you take non-perishable food items and set them out in the bag that's going to be sent to you in the mail. And you don't have to use just one bag. You can fill as many bags as you want, but you set it out wherever you pick up your mail, whether it's your curbside box or the box by your house or your apartment building. Wherever you pick up your mail, you set out non-perishable food items. We just ask that you avoid glass, but it can also be hygiene items like shampoo, soap, things like that. The food pantry needs all kinds of things. We also receive cash donations or checks, and you can make those checks out to Feeding South Dakota.
Okay. Now, the bags will be in the mail?
They should be in the mail over the next 3 days.
Okay, yep. So they'll come to you.
Yep.
And like you say, fill them with everything but non-perishable, canned goods.
Right. Spaghetti, canned goods, yeah. Boxed dinners, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. And then when are you going to come by to pick them up?
We're going to pick it all up Saturday, although a lot of people set it out early or if we miss it on Saturday, if you forget about it, if you set it out, we'll pick it up, no matter what day it's out there. So,
Yep. But you are targeting Saturday.
Saturday's the big push, so we get most of it on Saturday.
Now, so as far as the big push goes, tell us a little bit about what's going on that day. Do you bring in more trucks? What's going on there?
We have a lot of volunteers out there. So you might see a lot of people who aren't actually in postal uniforms. Okay. We get college kids, we get families, we get young children. My son is 8. He's helped for the last 5 years on this, so that helps the cute factor too, because he's out there and he's really cute. So yeah, we get a lot of food just because he's so cute. But anyway, you're gonna see, you know, and the people who are actually working that day will pick up the food too. So just you're going to see a lot of activity out there and a lot of regular civilian vehicles out there picking up food. And last year we picked up about 75,000 pounds of food in Sioux Falls. Wow. It's been a really great couple years. So I think nationwide we pick up about the last few years we've averaged about 72, 73 million pounds nationwide.
And in Sioux Falls, where does the food go? What do you do with it?
Every community, the food stays local. So if you donate in Sioux Falls, it stays in Sioux Falls. Surrounding communities, Brandon, stays in Brandon. And this is going on in every community, big or small, all throughout the nation. So if you donate in your community, it's going to stay in your community. That's the design.
And here it goes to Feeding South Dakota, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All righty. And you take that all downtown or wherever?
Yep, to the food pantry downtown. Okay. Yep.